to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Ruthie C., and I am joined this half hour by my friend Matthew Vandeford of Claimology. Matthew, welcome back to the station.
Hi, Ruthie. Thank you so much for having me. It's good to see you.
It's so nice to see you, too. How are you after the storm? How are things?
Doing well. Everybody's recovering. I had the opportunity to go take a walk around Orange Beach and drive through Perdido Key.
Oh, okay. How's it looking down there?
Pretty bad. It's pretty bad. I did not expect it. I don't think many people expected it to be quite as severe as it was, only due to the fact that how slow it moved and how long it just sat and just whipped all those rains around.
Isn't it? It was just so slow and just, well, Sally just waltzed on through, taking her sweet time. And I hate to hear that. I haven't had a chance to get out that way since it all happened. So I'm so sorry to hear that. And my heart goes out to those folks who are just dealing with that aftermath.
Yeah, Perdido Key got hit really hard. Escambia County got hit pretty hard. I mean, it's really amazing how much damage is actually in Pensacola. I was very surprised. I mean,
I saw some number. I think it was, you know, like well over 200 trees plus the power lines. I know we here at the station had our own issues with generators and everything else. And I would say overall, though, came out very fortunate. No one was hurt. Everyone is here and just hanging in there together and, you know, getting back to our regularly scheduled pandemic normal, I guess.
Yeah, right. How odd is that? Yeah, leave a hurricane and go into the pandemic, right?
That's right. Look, can we please get back to social distancing? I guess that's where we are right now. But so with Claimology, how are things going? What are you guys seeing just out there in the world?
Well, Claimology is, I mean, we're here to help elevate the human experience through the mechanism of insurance. And Claimology, we are an insurance adjusting schoolhouse, but we're also public adjusters. And what we do is we help people, we give them a voice when it comes to understanding their insurance, what they're entitled to receive, and how to properly file and adjust their claims. So we're licensed through the state. We don't work for the state, but we're background and finger checked and everything else. They do all the great nitty gritty stuff to make sure we're qualified and good to work in the state. And then we go out there and we help people. And unfortunately, most people don't understand that they have an option, that they have a voice besides going to an attorney to help file their claims. So one thing that's really special and unique about public adjusters is that we work on contingency. If we can't help you collect, we don't collect. We don't get paid unless we help you recover. But most importantly, the thing that we want to express, that I want to express here, is the need to help give people information. And that's why I'm here on the radio right now. That's why we're actually live on Facebook for the very first time. And I just want to give a great big shout out to everyone that supported us here at Claimology, everyone that likes us and follows us. Hopefully they're tuning in and we can get the word out to people because people need a voice. It's this time right now. It's like the couple of weeks after the emergency is gone away that people are filing their claims. And now we're getting phone calls in. We get people expressing their concerns. I haven't heard back from my adjuster. Or my adjuster said this isn't covered. Mm-hmm. Or they're blaming it on flood. And I didn't even have a flood. Or the flood guy's blaming it on wind. And so there's people pointing fingers back and forth at each other. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of people with answers. But also, people don't know where to go to ask for help.
And so to that point, if you have a question or would like to give us a call and to hear from Matthew Vandeford with Claimology, public adjusters here in Florida, you can do that. You can give us a call, 850-437-1620, or you can text that same number, again, 437-1620, if you have some questions. Matthew is so well-versed in this process and, like you said, elevating the human experience. So I love what you said about now is when sort of the business picks up, right? Like everyone is kind of getting back into we're fed, we're clothed, we're safe. Now what do we need to do to make sure that like the property is taken care of and our claims are filed correctly? And that is where you guys shine.
Yeah, this is where we come in. Typically, we end up starting getting calls about a month and a half, 2 months afterwards, when people are just frustrated already. And I want to express one thing to everyone out there. People want to move quickly to recover, but the insurance companies legally are given up to 105 days to investigate your claim. And they're actually given more extensions during a stay of an emergency. So there's a statute out there. It gives them 90 days from the claim is filed to properly investigate the claim or deny it. And then they're given an extension of another 15 days, up to 105 days. And this can progress for quite some time. I mean, we're still dealing with claims right now from Hurricane Irma. That's 2017.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And the sad thing is the insurance companies, they do know that because of the way the storms work, it just takes a long time for people to really start to assess the damages that they have.
And we have a call coming in, so we are going to get that call locked in. And good morning. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this Pamela Holtz?
This is Pamela Holtz.
Well, everybody, I want to introduce Pamela Holtz. She's been so gracious to give up some of her time this morning. She's from the Red Cross. She's an executive director. And I've had the opportunity to work with her over the last few weeks after the hurricane with boots on the ground, getting out there, talking to elected officials. She's done a fantastic and amazing job. But most importantly, she really understands the needs of the people and can express, aside from handling claims, the other needs of what people need assistance with. And so I wanted to invite her on with Red Cross and just kind of explain a little bit about what you do and how people can reach out and get some additional help and support from the community.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to people. What we get to do as the Red Cross is really a huge honor to be able to come into a community that's suffering and help people. And I will say that getting to work with you as our community volunteer leader, CVL Matthew, has been phenomenal. If people are interested in finding out about what Matthew does with the Red Cross or volunteering with the Red Cross, that's something that I'm always happy to talk about too. But after a storm like Hurricane Sally comes through, you know, obviously there are so many people who have suffered loss of one form or another. And sometimes it's not even something that people can see because people suffer emotional trauma. And it's one of the things that I don't know that everyone knows that the Red Cross offers, but anytime there's a disaster, people can call 1-800-RED-CROSS and talk with someone about what has happened to them. But and the Red Cross assists in different ways with different situations. But one thing that we do offer is called disaster mental health. And it's a really wonderful resource because I think people don't remember that this is a trauma that they've experienced. And to be able to talk to somebody about the situation is very healthy for our emotional health, not just, you know, dealing with the traumatic situation and loss of property, but dealing with the emotional aspects of what's happened to them. It's incredibly healthy to be able to do that. I've been here for 2 weeks, and as Matthew said, I'm from Tennessee, and the Red Cross brings people in from all over the country to help out when there's been a disaster. So I was able to come here to help the people in the area as they were recovering and talk with people and hear their stories and offer not just resources to assist them, but also just to listen. I think that's one of the most important things that we can do. And as Red Cross, is one of the things that we do is we listen to people, we listen to their stories, and we offer that compassion that everyone so desperately needs, but even more so in a hurricane situation.
And I have to...
any particular...
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just saying I have to actually commend Pamela. She, and I have to kind of just boost her up a little bit. She is amazingly compassionate when it comes to hearing people's stories and bearing their burdens and sharing with them, extremely empathetic. And I don't think Red Cross could have finer individuals like Pamela. That's the reason why I believe she's an executive director and does what she does. So if anyone's out there listening, please listen to what she says. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS, reach out to them. So many people need some help. And you touched on some really important things about the trauma. It's the trauma sometimes that really affects people and not knowing what to do. People can get locked up and just need someone to talk to. Claims are traumatic in and of itself, but dealing with the hurricane and dealing with loss, losing your things, and being kind of left at ground zero is hard enough.
And Matthew is, in your line of work, you see when people have horrible things happen to them in one fashion or another. And so, you know, we have the opportunity to drive around the community and to see some of the devastation that has happened to people. and then have the opportunity just to talk with people too. Everybody's story is different and everybody's situation is different. And in some situations, that was exactly what they needed. And other situations, you know, we the Red Cross provides, we provide water and food for people immediately after the hurricane. We help them out with that because they don't have access to that. We provide cleanup kits. I was up in Centerville, and I'm sorry, Crestview. Been in a lot of places. I was in Crestview, and we had a pod up there, and we were handing out rakes and shovels and garbage bags and tarps and water and snacks to people. So as they're doing that cleanup, as they have the resources that they need. We had another pod like that in Fort Walton Beach right after the storm. I think people. I had a story with a gentleman. I stopped by his house. He and his mother were outside, literally pulling the drywall and the insulation out of their home. His parents had thought the storm was going to hit Mississippi, so they came to his house in Milton, and they had to be rescued from their home. They lost everything, and to see the resiliency of people is a beautiful thing. But he was so reflective on the fact that he hadn't had a lot of experience with the Red Cross prior to this incident, but he had gotten rescued from the storm. They took him to the Red Cross shelter. He said the people at the shelter were just so incredibly compassionate and helpful. And then a couple of days later, he's back at his house, and he's literally putting every single piece of property that he owns out in the front yard to be picked up because everything is ruined. And he said, and then the Red Cross shows up in my front yard, and you come and you listen to my story, and you offer me hope. And that's what the Red Cross does. We offer hope in a time of despair when people don't know where to look. But if I can encourage anyone listening to do anything, it's just to be that compassionate listener. Ask people, where were you during the storm? Did you do okay? Did you make it through? And I know we're in a COVID environment, and we want to be very respectful of, you know, 6 feet distance and that personal space. And it's hard when you have a mask on and you're trying to smile at someone. But smile with your eyes and let that positive joy that's radiating out of you reach out to them and comfort them with that kind of compassion. It's just so, so important in a time of trauma. And I'm just very appreciative of the opportunity to come into your community and to share hope with the people of this incredible community, because there's some incredibly resilient people in this community. It's a beautiful thing to see.
Well, I can tell you if I can speak on behalf of all the citizens here, all the community members from Escambia, even in Alabama, all the way to Panama City, the people that have suffered here, the Red Cross has touched. I can say that we are extremely grateful and very thankful that Red Cross has stepped in, and people like yourself, Pamela, have done the job that you have done. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for the gift of who you are. And thank you for just being here and offering yourself. So thank you for the time today.
I appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Pamela. I echo that. Thank you for coming to our community and caring about us and helping us in this time of need. So greatly appreciated.
It has been an honor.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. What a heart for service.
Remarkable human being.
Just amazing.
It really is. And the Red Cross, I mean, literally, it's something more than just taking donations. It's literally being out there, boots on the ground, being with people and getting them the resources and the help that they need. And just being, like she said, the compassionate listeners. And she expressed something very interesting, the whole COVID thing, the COVID night. You can be 6 feet apart and help somebody pick up their trash. You can still wear a mask.
So true.
Yeah, you can still wear a mask and ask someone how they're doing.
It's so true. And there's plenty of cleanup to be done. So outdoors. Now, of course, it seems to be this way always following a storm. It just gets beautiful. The weather is gorgeous. And nice time to go help your neighbors pick up some tree limbs. And I love that while you're there, you know, just asking and listening and getting to share your story, too. I want to, you know, reiterate Pamela's point that that's very important to talk about it. Don't you know, listen, but also share too.
Share your story. It needs to come out. We hold emotional energy in, and it's just like, it's like anything else. It's energy. It needs to come out. It needs to be released. And so find someone to release it to. Find good people to talk to anyone that you know, and just let them know how you're feeling, because this is the time right now too when people really start to get a little bit, I don't want to say goofy, but this is when the mind starts playing tricks on people. There's despair that sets in, depression. And I just want to encourage everyone. It's only things. It's just stuff.
That's so true.
We work and we get attached to, and we put our energies into these things. But if these storms can remind us of one thing, how temporary life is, and just the real value of what we are as individuals, it's the human. It's the human inside of us, the human spirit, the human connection, being here, talking with people like Ruthie, talking with people like Pamela, and talking to your neighbors, getting to know one another. If anything that I've seen through the disasters, from Hurricane Michael, through Irma, through, I mean, Irene in Philadelphia, I mean, from the fires in California, and now here with Hurricane Sally, it's that this is the time where people can come together, communities can really bond, and this is the time that we really need to bond together. And this cuts social lines. It cuts absolutely everything. And you said something really cool, Ruthie, about the fact that you like the weather afterwards. I think it's, if I can get a little philosophical, it's the beauty after the storm. Storms come into our lives. They can make a mess. They're uncontrollable. But it's what we do after the storm. We have opportunities to, we can pick up and leave. We can, like my friend John Camp says, he's an ex-Ranger. I mean, he just says, listen, when you can't think you take another step, take another step.
Just one more.
One more step.
I love that.
Yeah.
And what a great metaphor. Yes, like literally the weather is gorgeous. And also this, you know, the clearing of the skies and opening up. And I think this is what our community does well. I think that we've had adverse situations and we've faced tragedies together. And the timing is never good. You're never looking for the next disaster. But the resilience is there. And so if you are feeling individually like your cup is running low, then please reach out, because we have a community full of that empathy and caring and resources. So if you're hungry, there's food. And if you're running low on energy, then we can replenish that as well. So please don't try to go it alone.
Absolutely. And again, the resource to reach out to the Red Cross is 1-800-RED-CROSS. And if anyone has any questions, that they can reach us directly at Claimology. You can call us at 850-684-4794. Again, that's 850-684-4794. We have a lot of community resources, from contractors that we know to governmental resources that we can help out with. And again, helping out with claims or just claims questions. What anybody has any questions or needs, please reach out. Don't hesitate. There's no question that's silly. And again, if we can help, by all means, we will do our best to help you. And you can always see us online at www.insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com.
And so one of the things we had talked a little bit about before, Matthew, was, you know, following the storm, there are some things to kind of be on the lookout for. So what would you recommend people kind of stay vigilant about?
Number one, stay the course in your claims process. When we're talking specifically with insurance claims, do not be dismayed when the insurance company sends you a denial letter, or when an insurance company sees your property and they send out an adjuster from out of state, or even from locally in state, and they send you a check minus your hurricane deductible for a few thousand dollars. And you're like, what do I do now? Don't get mad. Number one, remember, I like to call the insurance mechanism, I refer it to lovingly as the machine. It is a machine. It's been designed, well designed, and it's lubricated, well lubricated, to operate in an efficient manner to do one thing, make profits. That is what it does. And the insurance is a great thing. I love the idea of insurance. I'm not talking bad on insurance. It's a utopian idea. We get to share each other's burdens. Unfortunately, the human part of us, that greed, unfortunately, the humanity, the ego gets involved, and bottom line profits trump the bottom line human needs, which is to get people back put together again. And so stay the course and don't become emotionally angry. Try to use that anger, if you get frustrated and upset, to look for ways to get help. If you don't understand your insurance policy, ask a professional. Sometimes you can call your agent. Most agents really won't talk about policy coverages because they're not adjusters. If you have questions, find a licensed public adjuster. There's lots of us out there. You can look us up on FAPIA. That's the Florida Association of Public Insurance Adjusters. There's tons of us out there. You can look for us there, and you can see who your resources are. You can also reach out to attorneys, insurance specialists. Now, there's tons of attorneys out there that are going to advertise. We can help your insurance claims. However, be very mindful. It's just like having a person that does law, if family law, and then next thing you know, they switch over to insurance. Totally different animal. It's all contract law, but there's nuances that people should be made aware of. So if you need advice on attorneys and who to reach out to, call a public adjuster. Ask them, because public adjusters are connected. We are well connected in the community. And how to, number one, document the loss appropriately. So if it has to go to court, you have to put your best foot forward. And so even if we don't formally represent anyone, if you call us and ask questions, you can always reach out to us. And my goal is to give you information, even if you don't use my services officially, because in the end, if you do need my services, we know that it's set up right and it's going to go the distance. And remember, one piece of advice, rumble in the jungle, go 12 rounds. You got to play rope-a-dope like Muhammad Ali. You got to take the beating, but you got to come out for round 13. You have to be the one that takes all the punches and still has the ability to stand up strong. And that's where we at Claimology can help give you some guidance, and the community too at large, and Red Cross can do the same. Everyone's here to help. And so if you have any questions, please, again, reach out to someone. And again, thank you, Ruthie, so much for having us on. This has been fantastic.
Well, I am so grateful that you were, you know, coming on today to speak with us, and for bringing Pamela and all of her, all the resources and the empathy that the Red Cross is here to provide. Again, this is how it happens. This is how it works, is that storms happen, tragedy strikes, disasters occur. What happens next? And that is where we come together, and you have these resources and this expertise, and when people have needs, we are here to connect the dots. So I hope that if you're listening, you feel less alone, you feel a little more connected, and have some good resources. 1-800-RED-CROSS is good to call anyway.
Anytime.
At any time.
Yeah.
And if you're specifically, you know, looking, like you said, Matthew, to channel some of that negative energy, that if you are frustrated or angered by your current insurance process, or your, like, your results of filing your claim, don't give up. Don't keep going. I love that. Rope-a-dope. Like, just stand back up again and get in touch, because Claimology is here to help. And I love what you said. Even if you're not working together in an official capacity, there's still tons of information that you could provide to people.
That's the key. That's the most important thing. Education, getting information out to the masses, because again, we can't even help everybody. That's the point. There's so many claims out there. We cannot overload ourselves, and people are going to have questions. So just ask the questions. We'll put you in the right direction, and we can actually refer you to other people that can help too as well.
Which is so great. And so what is next for you, Matthew? Where are you off to next?
Next is to go down and look at some claims down in Destin area. Yep, there's condos down there that were damaged. And that, surprisingly, damage was all the way down in Panama City.
Wow.
Literally. I was there during Panama City during the nighttime when it came through. The next morning I woke up and drove through. There was new construction homes that were damaged. There were old properties that were damaged. So the storm was significant.
Gosh, I didn't realize it had reached that far. And that's probably like the last thing that they need. I know it was already a couple years ago now, which is hard to believe, but Hurricane Michael just devastated Panama City. So
yeah.
Thanks for taking good care of them, and thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.